It's hard for us to support each other because we're kind of just surviving.
We met Kendall Gilchrist during our story on getting smaller hospitals in rural communities. We spoke to Kendall and her husband Eric at their home in Perry County. That's one of seven rural counties in Alabama with no hospital. Eric summed up their situation this way.
My son falls out of bed in the middle of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he wakes me up and he has blood rushing down his face. And he had gashed the corner of his eye open, and there's blood, you know, all over his face. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in rural Alabama. What do you do?
The Gilchrists prefer the medical specialist they can get in Birmingham. That's a 3-hour round trip from Perry County. Their son was okay, but the story doesn't end there. The Gilchrists have 3 children. Kendall recalls the pregnancy that might have made it 4.
Early on, I got sick, and I thought it was just a stomach bug. I'm playing, you know, phone tag with this practice that I barely know, 90 miles away, talking to on-call physicians, trying to weigh, is it worth driving 180 miles round trip just to be told that I have a stomach bug? I end up choosing not to go in. And then about 5 weeks later, when I go to my monthly appointment, I find out the baby had died.
Labor's not fun anyway, but being jolted around in the back of an ambulance on rural roads is worse.
If there's anyone who can sympathize with Kendall Gilchrist, it's Ashley King. She's had her own problems with rural health care and childbirth. King lives in Hale County, southwest of Birmingham. And how many hours in an ambulance are we talking about?
It was 2.5. 2.5 to 3. While I was in labor.
Hi, cutie pie.
More on King's story in just a moment.
Okay. So how's he doing with feeding?
This 4-month-old is getting a checkup at University Medical Center in Tuscaloosa. The hospital in west central Alabama attracts pregnant women from rural communities up to 90 miles away. That's roughly 24 counties.
Well, the average patient either does not hold a job or works in fast food restaurant, gas station.
Dr. Catherine Skinner directs the obstetrical unit at the center. She says many of her patients from rural Alabama tell a similar story when the baby comes.
They will need transportation, so they'll have to get their friend to drive them. That friend will probably miss work the next day and therefore miss their income. They need gas money to get here and childcare if they have other children.
That's 1 out of every 5 pregnancies Dr. Skinner sees every day. The reason University Medical Center is so popular with rural families comes down to the numbers. Alabama has 54 rural counties. 7 of these counties have no hospital at all. Of those that are left, only a fraction deliver babies.
Today, only 16.
That's Dale Quinney. He's executive director of the Alabama Rural Health Association. Quinney says it often boils down to the cost.
You have to have the specially trained staff. And, of course, your specially trained family medicine physicians or OBGYNs. You have to have the labs, the incubators, special equipment. Those cost money. And you have to have that whether you have 10 births or 1,000.
And the financial burden isn't only because of staff and equipment.
With obstetrics, there are, you know, huge liabilities you can get into as well.
That's Joseph Marchant. He's CEO of Bibb Medical Center in the rural town of Centerville, south of Birmingham. We also met him during our story about smaller hospitals for rural communities in Alabama. Marchant's hospital stopped delivering babies in the year 2000.
There's a lot of risk, and when you have risk, that certainly means that there could be substantial costs or problems if you have a bad outcome.
And to hear Ashley King tell it, her case could have fallen into that category. King first became pregnant when she was just 16 years old. Then roughly 12 weeks before she was due, this happened.
I started having chest pain, labor pains, migraines. I was blacking out, driving down the road in Dallas County.
Dallas County is about an hour east of where King lives. Just heading home wasn't an option because Hale County only has one small clinic.
They can do stitches and broken bones. Other than that, everything else goes to Tuscaloosa or Birmingham.
King and her unborn baby needed specialized care at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. That's 2.5 to 3 hours away.
I remember bits and pieces of that ambulance ride in the I remember first getting in the ambulance, and I remember how bad it hurt to be jolted around. In full-blown labor, it's not fun.
Good. So we just walked in the front of the hospital, and we're going to go to the med-surg unit and see.
And King isn't alone. Women in Bibb County face similar challenges finding obstetrical help when Bibb Medical Center stopped delivering babies in the year 2000.
And, of course, this is the main nurse's station in the hospital.
Joseph Marchand was in grade school when that decision was made. When he took the job of CEO at Bibb, he felt something was missing.
You have people that, you know, were delivered here in the 1960s and 70s that come back and will talk about, wow, how the campus has changed.
2 years ago, that led Marchand to pose a question to the hospital's board and its staff members.
What would reopening obstetrics mean to the other parts of the system?
In 2015, after juggling the budget at Bibb Medical Center, they did.
You know, people drive up and they're ready to have a baby. So we have to make sure that we have a good, efficient process to get them through the system and get them admitted. And
the newly reopened maternity unit has four delivery rooms and a small waiting room. Bibb celebrated its 100th birth since delivery started again in 2015, and financially it's breaking even. But all may not be well. How the system works could be its greatest weakness. Marchand says the doctors who handle births at the hospital don't technically work for him.
They actually operate a medical practice here in Centerville, and they are an independent group that actually work out of a federally qualified health center.
That health center is paid for by a grant through the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. And all the talk in Congress about repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act has Marchand wondering how long the unit can stay open.
We look at what's working, we look at what's not working, we try to affect the things that don't work positively, and we try to enhance the things that do work, and it seems that in Congress sometimes that's not the way they do things.
Back at University Medical Center, a rural mother-to-be is getting a checkup after a 45-minute car trip, or more specifically, her grandfather drove her and her husband to the appointment. If Bibb County loses federal funding and its labor and delivery unit closes, it could mean more than just extra work for the doctors in Tuscaloosa.
We know that when labor and delivery units close, the infant mortality rate in that county rises.
For Dr. Catherine Skinner, that could lead to more examples of what she calls her nightmare patient scenario.
She knew she was having contractions. She knew it was time. And she arrived too late to be able to stop labor. And the baby was born very prematurely. Hadn't had lots of medical issues because of it.
And studies indicate Alabama already has one of the highest infant mortality rates in the nation. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.